Individual numbers, first of all, for the Willamette Wolverines. Cole Newton has two fouls. Caden Garcia, in a starting role tonight, has 5 points on two threes and one for two shooting at the free throw line. Give him 7 points and three fouls. Carmen McCann, 1 3-point field goal, no fouls. Berkeley Granberry has one foul. Jacob Hall, 1 2-point field goal and two fouls. Cole Zumwalt has 5 points on a two and a three. He has two fouls. And Braden Long has 4 points on a field goal and two for two shooting from the free throw line. Now for the Grants Pass game, and James Buschmeyer came on in the closing moments of the first half. Did not score or figure into my scoring line. Jordan Rosetta has 5 points on two field goals, one for two shooting at the free throw line and no fouls. Zach DeShane 0 for 2 from the free throw line and no fouls. Tyler McIntosh, who hit the floor hotter than a pistol, has 8 points all in the first period, about the first 8 points, as a matter of fact. He has 2 points, or pardon me, two fouls. Jaden Jesse, 1 2-point field goal, missed two free throws and a single foul. Peyton Bruner, 2 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points and no fouls. Gavin McLean hit 2 threes. He's got 6 points, no fouls. And the leading scorer for Grants Pass, I believe, for anybody, is Luke Morgan with 5 field goals, 10 points, and 2 fouls. Count them all up. It is 36-21 lead for the Grants Pass Cavemen, leading by 15 at the half. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion, motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine on the Williams Highway. Well, we mentioned earlier that Grants Pass needed to get out to a quick start. They got out to that quick start, led by 16 points at the end of the first period, limiting the Wolverines to just 2 points in that first period. So pretty significant there. The Cavemen, perhaps, I'm not sure they let up any in the second period, but lots of people coming in and out of the lineup for Grants Pass, mostly starters. Buschmeyer did get in the closing minutes of the half. Other than that, I believe that was the Wolverines adjusting what they were trying to do on the floor and trying to loosen up the Grants Pass zone a little bit by hitting some threes, and they did 4 of those, and that's primarily the way they came back. So that's the situation there. We'll talk about more when we come back right after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the NeuroClinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the NeuroClinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the NeuroClinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, I'm sure the Coach Jesse has gone into the locker room and said to his players, do not lose focus. You've got some things to do. Here's what we want to have happen. I want to increase the defense. I want to have this happen and this happen and this happen. So he's really working on focus right now for his team. Heavily favored coming into this game and leading once again 36-21 here. So he'll want to focus. He's installing some new offensive situations and some different defensive alignments, and we've seen more of that 2-3 than we've seen all season. tonight by the Grants Pass Key Men. And once again, they're trying to move shooters away from that that three-point arc with that 2-3. So they're picking them up a little bit earlier and making that happen. Seems to be working here in the first half, but any three came up from the wing on the right-hand side, well within the area of that that they were trying to keep them out of. So they may want to work on that. So that's what we see happening here, and that's all courtesy of our good friends at the Neuro Clinic on the Williams Highway. Stay tuned. Second half tip-off coming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Caveman basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Second half about ready to get underway. Ball will come in for the Grants Pass Caveman out of the hands of McIntosh. Down low left-hand side to McLean for three, and he buries it. That's his third three of the night. He's got 9 points, 9 points. Quickly, Garcia back for the Wolverines out between the circles. Now left-hand side on the wing. Man drives into the paint. That's Granberry. Pumps once, kicks the ball back out right-hand side. Then to Garcia, top of the key, all alone. He launches a three-point attempt. That's no good. Coming down with a rebound is Bruner. And he had to muscle that one down. And timeout has been taken immediately by head coach Jesse. That's seconds into the second half here. So we'll take a pause. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. The buzzer hasn't sounded, bringing the teams back to the floor, but the Cavemen are headed back out now. Bringing out Jesse, McLean, Bruner, and Morgan, along with McIntosh. So normal starters for the Grants Pass Cavemen here. And coming up for the Wolverines, well, we'll pick up Garcia, Long, Granberry, Hall, Zumwalt. Backcourt, ball comes into the hands of Jesse. Jesse sees a trap coming, gives the ball high post quickly to Bruner. Bruner at the free throw line, left-hand side to McLean. It's in the spot in the corner, and he hits it again. That's four threes for McLean. He's got 12 points in the contest. It's 42-21. Ball left-hand side now in the hands of Garcia. Garcia to the right-hand side on the wing. Then has the ball slapped away out of bounds by McIntosh. It'll be Wolverine's ball inbounds, and Garcia's right there. He'll make the play as the Wolverine set up around the key. Break out of that quickly, out front quickly to Zumwalt. Zumwalt left-hand side, elevates from 10 feet. It's off, no good. Long rebound chased into the corner, controlled by Bruner. Gives it right back quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh down the right-hand side, on the run, on the fly, into about 10 feet. Kicks it back out to McLean for three from 22. This one's just off. He missed one. Oh, no. Morgan rebounds and puts it back up and in. Oh, yes, he's got 12, and McLean has 12, and the Cavemen lead at 44-21. Out front with the basketball. Hall for the Wolverines. Drives right-hand side. Drops the ball momentarily. Tries to push it inside. Picked up by Granberry. Granberry shot rolls up. Tipped up. No good. Bruner fighting for the rebound. Comes out to the right-hand side, though. Ball kicked left-hand side to Granberry. Tries to drive on the baseline. He can't. Kicks the ball back out to Garcia. Out front to Long. Top of the key to the free throw line. Floats one up from there. And it's good for Long. So Long, their leading score earlier. Well, last time the two teams faced, now has 6 points in the contest, and it's 44-23, Grants Pass in control. 6:15 left to play here in the third period. Jesse with the basketball right-hand side, and McIntosh kind of pushed down by Garcia. And McIntosh just kind of sat there and looked at him. So Garcia will get the fourth infraction of the basketball game. The scoreboard says that's three. I have him for four. McIntosh will make the inbounds play out front to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball against his own defense. Now takes a step in, lobs it in high post to Morgan. Back out to McLean for three again. Hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Long rebound to Long. Long controls it right-hand side into the forecourt. Still moving with the basketball, head fakes. He launches a three, and this one's good for Long. 9 points for Long. 26-44, Grants Pass still leading. McIntosh walks the ball down, back out front to McLean. High post to Morgan. Morgan looks, drives, brings it down all the way, drops it down low to McLean, and McLean goes up with the shot. He is fouled quickly by Zumwalt. Zumwalt will pick up the infraction, and McLean will go to the free throw line. McLean, a good free throw shooter, 84.8% on the season so far. He'll have two shots here. His first trip to the free throw line tonight. So Bruner and Jesse in rebound positions. McIntosh down at the far end of the floor. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Shot is up and good for McLean. Oh, Morgan was over talking with head coach Jesse. Bruner comes out. Morgan's back in. We've got Jesse, McLean, Rosetta. One more shot for McLean. Shot is up. Rims and out, no good. Whistle stops the action underneath, the rebounding action underneath. And now the officials want to talk again. Said, I thought you were buying the popcorn tonight. No, it was your turn. Did you read the bulletin board in the locker room? Okay, we're paraphrasing what they might be saying to each other here. And it's going to be, I believe, Wolverines basketball inbounds from the inline far end of the floor. Caveman still getting some instructions from head coach Jesse, and Jesse now is talking to one of the officials. And now we're going to have more conversation. They're going to bring all three officials together, and the athletic director was going to step out and see what was going on. So I'm not sure what the conference is about here at the 5:34 mark of the third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Glad to be with you here, coming to you live from Eugene tonight. Okay, well, let's see where we're going to be here. Oh, North Medford next Tuesday, folks. Okay. I think we're ready to get back to play. One official goes back to the scorer's table. It's still going to be Wolverine's ball, but no. Coach Jesse talking to one of the, a different official here. And Jesse's still pleading his case here. I don't think he's winning, but he's still pleading his case. Inbounds play comes into Long. Long across the timeline out front. Slides the left-hand side. Ball on the wing then. Back out front. Top of the key to Zumwalt. He launches a three. That is good. So Zumwalt gets his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. On the fly, grabs the chain. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Pumps once, twice. Hard to the glass. Hits up and down. So Rosetta gets his third field goal. He's got 7 points tonight. 47-29. Here come the Wolverines. Ball out front. In the hands of Hall. Hall launches a long three. Shot is up. No good. Rebound, no good. This one's taken down by the Grants Pass Cavemen's. Morgan gives it right back to Jesse. Jesse saunters down the court. Crosses the timeline out front. McIntosh cuts to the right wing. Lobs it down low, right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta on the wing, wants to work the baseline. Works it against Maul. On the cut, down low, shot is up, and off, no good. A foul, pushing call. Foul called underneath against, well, the foul was on McIntosh, and it was called against Hall. I have that as the third on Hall, and that is at least the third team foul. on the Wolverines. So McIntosh at the charity stripe for two gets the first one. So he's got 9 points. That's his first point since the first period. One more shot coming. Also one of the better free throw shooters on the team. Shot is up. Rims at good. Two for two. He's got double figures. Three came in and double figures so far. 49-29. The came in by 20. Ball right hand side in the hands of Zumwalt. Zumwalt backs away from the Grants Pass 2-3 zone. Out front again to Long. Long fakes left and comes back to the right hand side. Keeps the dribble alive. Drives left hand side. Kicks it on the left hand side. Zumwalt drives. Kicks the ball down low. Back on the wing then to Long. Long one of the three, didn't pull the trigger. Back out to Granberry, back to Long along the baseline. Ball kicked inside and picked up by DeShane. DeShane, a long pass right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse down low, puts it up and in. So Jesse gets his fourth point of the basketball game. It's 51-29. Here comes Long to the right-hand side. Kicks the ball on the wing. Three-point attempt on the way. Rattles it in and out, won't go. Board taken down by number 11 again. McIntosh lead pass out to DeShane for three. It's off, no good. Rebound comes out of bounds off of Rosetta. So it will be Wolverine's ball. It's going to be Grant's pass. Ball inbounds. McIntosh makes the inbounds place. It came and put a box around the key now. And Rosetta pops way out front to the top of the key to get the pass. Kicks it back left-hand side. Three-point attempt by Morgan off the back of the iron. No good. Back up and in by McIntosh. And Zumwalt will pick up his fourth of the night. And going back to the free throw line right now is Tyler McIntosh. Timeout there. Two for two so far tonight. Already with 10 points in the basketball game. And standing at the charity stripe looking for some more. Shot is up. Rattle it in and out, won't go. Kicks the ball out hand side for three for McIntosh. No, ball rolls to right hand side. Picked up by McIntosh again to Rosetta. His pass deflected, picked up by Long. Long puts the ball on the floor, lead pass out right hand side to Zummel. Shovels back to Long for three on the wing. It's off, no good. Eye for the rebound is Morgan. Puts the ball on the floor himself, back to DeShane. Had some transition basketball going on for a moment. DeShane slows it down, walks it into the forward court right now. He gets the 2-3 zone from the Wolverines. Right-hand side, then in the corner, right-hand side to Morgan, then down low to Rosetta. He spins and fires just short. No good. Rebound controlled by number 13. That's Newton. Newton's outlet goes to Garcia. Check that. That goes to Hall. Hall drives, goes up with a shot. No good. Blocked by Rosetta. Picked up on the right-hand side again by McIntosh. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse to the free throw line. Kicks it over to DeShane. DeShane bounce pass. Tried to get the ball into McIntosh. Right-hand side in the corner. Shot is up by Morgan. Off no good. Rebound comes down in the hands of two different players. One of them on the floor. The other one standing over is Luke Morgan. And on the alternate possession rule, it'll belong to the Wolverines. Pardon me, it goes back to the Grants Pass Caveman. DeShane will make the inbound play. And bounce pass right-hand side, right back to DeShane. DeShane bounce pass inside to Granberry, who plays for the other team. Outlet goes left-hand side. Cross-court right-hand side to Hall and... I believe we've got a timeout taken by the Wolverines. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard right now with 2:18 to play here in the third period. It's 53-29. Grants Pass in control. We'll be back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back. I need to tell you the third quarter brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank. Serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years, they're community-minded. They invest in projects that help all the schools and nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender, Evergreen Federal. Wolverines will put the ball in play from the sidelines there into the floor, about 15 feet down from the timeline. I'll just loop it into the backcourt to Long, uncontested. Long into the forecourt quickly. DeShane comes out after him to keep him honest. Keep him away from that three-point line. Little stutter step, gives the ball off left-hand side quickly to Hull. Loose basketball picked up. Outlet to DeShane. Lead pass out to number 44, Jesse. And Jesse stuffs it home. His third field goal. He's got six in the basketball game. 55-29. Long brings the ball down. Goes outside to Granberry. Back left-hand side. Back into the paint. Shot is up and off. No good. Foul going to be called on one of the cavemen. I think this is Morgan, but I'm not sure. And Granberry will go to the free throw line. So that'll be the third on Morgan. He has one infraction in each period so far. At the free throw line, number 15 is Berkeley Granberry. Shot is off. No good. So Rosetta comes out. We've got McLean, Jesse Morgan, DeShane. Shot is up. And this one's off. No good. Ball in the hands of McLean. Bring the ball down court now. Left front court. Moves back to the right-hand side. DeShane comes out to take the pass. Looks down low. Got Bruner on the floor also. Ball right-hand side in the hands of McLean. Down low to Morgan. Morgan in the corner, right-hand side. Tries to get it. Spins. Comes right back to the glass. Too hard. Tip up is no good by McLean. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. So McLean working hard. And the rebound put back up and in this time by Morgan. And Morgan has 14 points. 57-29. Grants passing control of this one here in the third period. For the Wolverines, it's Long into the forecourt. Right-hand side. Kicks the ball over to Garcia. Garcia, bullet pass right-hand side in the corner. 13 steps out. Bullet pass inside. Trying to get the ball to to Long. Cutting from the top of the key. Foul called on the caveman. So Jesse will pick up this infraction. That's his second team foul this period for the Grants Pass Caveman. Inbounds play for the Wolverines from the end line as they put a box around the key this time and comes right-hand side quickly to Newton. Newton back out front to Long. Long top of the key. Tries to drive. Steps away. Tries to drive. Comes out all the way this time himself. Off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of DeShane. DeShane comes back. It's 3-on-4. DeShane looks for better numbers. Kicks the ball out front to McLean. McLean left front court, right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse to the free throw line, has a lane, and he is fouled by number 4 going by. That'll go against McCann. So McCann will pick up his first of the basketball game. And I have that as the fifth towel on the Wolverines. Jesse goes to the free throw line. 0 for 2 so far. This one's up and off. No good. 6 points for Jaden. 0 for 3 from the charity stripe so far. This one's up and off again. Rebound Wolverines. Long puts the ball on the floor, drives it to length, stops on the wing right-hand side, kicks the ball left-hand side. Three-point attempt is on the way, and it's buried by number 13 again. Newton Cole gets his first three of the night. 57-32, Grants Pass still leads. DeShane on the drive into the forecourt. Shovels left-hand side to McLean. McLean down low to Morgan. Morgan powers one up from 3 feet in front. It's good. And Morgan now with 16 points in the basketball game. Inbounds play to Garcia in the backcourt, working against DeShane. Garcia almost loses the basketball. Keeps the dribble alive now. Back into the forecourt on the attack. Lobs a three up at the buzzer. At the end of three, Grants Pass leads at 59-32. Back after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Fourth period brought to you by our good friends. Are you ready for this? Abby's Pizza. Give them a call, 476-2133, and they'll get the pizza right out to you. Yeah. Longtime supporter of Grants Pass coverage of Grants Pass High Sports. Inbounds play from the timeline goes into the backcourt to Garcia for the Wolverines to start period number four here. Caveman basketball on KAJO Grants Pass as Garcia flips the ball left-hand side quickly to Newton. Newton with the basketball, tries to drive, can't get anywhere, back out front to Long. Long drives the left-hand side, looks down low in the corner, can't find anybody. He'll shoot a 23-footer that's off, no good. High for the rebound as McLean slides down the right-hand side. Lead pass up to Jesse. Jesse, one-on-three, gives the ball to Bruner. Muscles one up, that's good. And Bruner now picks up his seventh point in the basketball game. Inbounds to Garcia, left-hand side to Long. Long to the top of the key. Now back off the left-hand side. Working against Jesse. Hands the ball off quickly. Then out front to Garcia. Garcia, top of the key, looks down low for a cutter. Can't find anybody free. Tries to drive by DeShane. Can't do it. Gets into the paint. Floats one up from 10 feet off glass, and it's good for Garcia. So Garcia now with 9 points in the basketball game. Check that. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. Left-hand side to Jesse to McLean, top of the key, down low to Morgan. Morgan in the paint, again a three-footer up front, off, rolls off, won't go. Rebound being fought for, and Bruner brings it out on the right-hand side. He's fouled by number 22. That'll be Hafeman. So that'll be his first of the basketball game. And the first team foul this half on either side. So it's Grants Pass ball inbounds in the end line. McLean will make the play. Loops it way out front to Jesse. Jesse spins. Back left-hand side to McLean. McLean into the paint again to Morgan. Morgan, five-footer up front. It was a little short. Rebound, though. Bruner. Bruner muscles one up from 4 foot on the left-hand side. He's fouled. He'll go to the free-throw line for a couple. Didn't see who committed this one. So Hafeman gets his second in a row. Going to the free-throw line right now is Peyton Bruner. 1 for 2 so far tonight with 7 points in the basketball game. This shot is up and good, nothing but net. 2 for 3 from the free throw line for Peyton tonight. One more shot coming. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron, no good. Long rebound left-hand side, controlled by the Wolverines out front to Long. Long to the top of the key. Working against Jesse. Left-hand side quickly to Garcia. Out front then to Zumwalt. Shot is up and, pardon me, check that. That's Newton. And Newton's second three of the night. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. It's 62-37. Grants Pass leads. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Jesse. Out front to DeShane. Bounce pass down low now to Bruner. Bruner in the paint. Kicks the ball back out to DeShane. Launches the three. This one's good for DeShane. And DeShane's first point of the game come from beyond the arc. He's got three. 65-37. Garcia into the forecourt for the Wolverines. Bounce pass left-hand side. Lost the basketball momentarily. Gives it up to Long for the wing. On the wing for three. Off no good. Long rebound into the hands of Morgan. Outlet to Jesse. Lead pass up quickly to McLean. McLean over to, oh, over to Jesse on the alley-oop. No good. And a foul called underneath. Somebody's going to the free throw line. I think it's Jesse. We'll see. Foul on number Zumwalt. All right, he's gone. He has fouled out with 5:46 to play. Pardon me. Jesse's first free throw falls through. He is now 1 for 5 from the free throw line. That's his 7th point so far tonight. Second shot is up, and it's good. Now he's 2 for 6. That's better. Inbounds play from the inline for the Wolverines goes to Garcia in the backcourt. 5:42 left in this contest. Grants Pass by 30, 67-37. Ball handed off left-hand side quickly to let's check the numbers. You might be seeing some strange ones here. Left-hand side shot is up from Newton. Off, no good. Rebound checked by Morgan. And I think they're going to call Morgan for a foul. That'll be the 4th on Morgan. And the second team foul on Grant's pass. Going to the free throw line is number 13, Cole Newton. McLean comes out and is this Bushmeyer coming in? And two in a row for Cole Newton. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes to McIntosh. McIntosh comes down. Looks for help. Hands off to DeShane. DeShane and high post to Morgan. Morgan drives. Powers one up from about 3 feet. Rims and finally falls through. And Morgan with 18 points in the contest tonight. And away from the basketball, Morgan went down. I think he was fouled pretty good by number 22. So Braden Hakeman, that'll be his third of the basketball game. And Grant's pass gets the ball back. So Morgan took one for the team that time. Hakeman ought to be careful. Ball goes right-hand side now. Gives the ball up to McLean. Out front then quickly to number 23 for Grant's pass. That's Bushmeyer. Bushmeyer pass stolen away quickly by the Wolverines. Ball left-hand side quickly to Long. Long down top the key. He'll launch a three from there. Hits the back of the iron. Off no good. Long rebound to DeShane in the corner. Double team. Gets a ball out to McIntosh. Lead pass quickly up to Bushmeyer. Down low quickly to Rosetta. Left-hand side to Morgan. Morgan. Pass stolen away, though, by number 13, Newton. Gives the ball right back to Long. Long slides down the right-hand side. Bushmeyer comes after him. Off the right-hand side. Penetrates. Floats one up from about 4 feet. It's off. No good. Board cleared by the caveman. Outlet quickly to McIntosh. Goes the length of the floor. Lays one up and in. And McIntosh now with 14 points in the basketball game. I think that's a new high for McIntosh. We'll double check that later. Ball slides right-hand side. Long for three from the wing right-hand side. And he buries that one. So Long gets his 12th point in the basketball game. 71-42. One of the cavemen's largest point totals so far this season. Ball right-hand side. In the hands of Bushmeyer. Back out front to Morgan. Morgan elevates. He wants the 3-2. Off the back of the iron. Off no good. Rebound. Rosetta shovels left-hand side to Jesse. Kicks it back out front to Morgan again for three. And same result. Rebound Rosetta this time. And whistle stops the action. Can't tell which way this is going. Going against Grant's pass. So Rosetta picks up the infraction. That's his first of the night. So Morgan goes out, Rosetta goes out, and we'll see some different numbers here. 2:42 to play. Grants Pass leading 71-42. And on the floor we see Tim Hart. Wolverines have the ball out front, top of the key right now. New players for a lot of both squads. Number six goes to the left-hand side. Ball up in a corner. Out front quickly to Newton. Newton again for three. This one's off. No good. Rebound taken out in the corner. Right-hand side. Broerman is on for Grant's pass also. Back right-hand side. The Wolverines trying to attack and get inside. They slide across the top of the key. Broerman comes after them. Ball left-hand side. Tim Holtz surrounds him. Loose basketball down low. Lost out of bounds. Still going to be Wolverines ball inbounds from the end line. Their end of the floor. Inside of 2 minutes left to 1:56 on the clock. It's 71-42. Grant's passing control of this one. A little wait right now while one of the Wolverines ties his shoe. And inbounds play right-hand side goes to Halfman. No good. Broerman brings down the rebound for Grant's pass. Check, Matt. That's Bushman, or Bushmeyer. Off the hall, left-hand side, into the corner. To Broerman, back out front quickly to number four for Grant's pass. Ball left-hand side. Broerman drives, gets into the paint, shovels right-hand side. Shot is up from the three-point line. It's off, no good. Long rebound out front to Broerman, left-hand side. Hall lad drives and lays one up and in. So Tim Hart gets his two. Hall picks up the man right-hand side. Newton with the basketball. He'll launch another three. This one's off the back of the iron. Long rebound right-hand side to Grant's pass. I believe that's McKittrick with the basketball. Drops it off to Hall. Hall brings the ball down, across to the timeline. Goes right-hand side to McKittrick. Left-hand side. Shot is up and off by Bushmeyer. No good. Board cleared by the Wolverines. McKittrick surrounds him in a backcourt. They throw over the pressure, right-hand side. Lead pass up again to Newton, right-hand side on the wing. Loose basketball slapped away by the Caveman and picked up in the backcourt by Hall again. Make that Hart. Gives the ball off right-hand side to McKittrick. Lead pass right-hand side on the wing to Grant's pass. Head fake, man drives, gets in the paint, goes up with a shot that is off, no good. Foul called on Newton. That'll be his third at the free throw line for Grant's pass. Number four. I don't have a number four in my roster. I'm going to put him under Antley. It's not Antley. We'll double check that and get that corrected for you. Shot is up and good. Shot is up and in and out wouldn't go. One for two. Rebound. Grant's pass puts it back up and in. Not in. And Newton dribbles the ball on the end line. Ball goes right back to Grant's pass. Oh, no. Had a foul call before he dribbled on the end line. So the foul called on Buschmeyer. That'll be his first of the night. Inbounds play in the backcourt with 1 second. There it is. Final score, 74-42. And the Grant's pass pick up their third win in a row. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation
specialist.
Tired
of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. In just a second, we'll get Coach Jesse up here. Yeah, there he goes. He said remind him as he goes by. He did. All right, we'll run this down. Grant's pass wins this one. Grant's pass's record now overall goes to 5-2 in conference, 11-8 overall. Grant's pass led at the end of the first period 18-2. Lost the second period, and head coach Jesse is in to talk to us now. Well, big start, coach. Off to the fast start there.
2 points in first quarter, and then we relaxed that we talked about not doing, and allowed them to score 19 points. They saw a three go down and stuff like that. So. Just part of it. When they see one shot go down, then everybody starts relaxing a little bit.
Yeah, they hit four threes in that second period.
Yep, we talked about it at half, and that's not us. And, you know, we had guys going under the screens, and we talked about not doing that. And so, you know, overall, our boys played great. Offensively, I'd have liked us to be a little bit more patient with some things, but we attacked the rim like we talked about a lot. I was proud of them for that. And then,
McLean's three started falling tonight.
Yeah. Gavin's been due for a long time. And I was glad to see him get back in rhythm tonight because he's been off about two or three games, and we need him to be at his best for us to win other games.
That was the first shot of the second half. Did you call that play from the sidelines?
Uh-huh, I did.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Good play, coach.
It had worked. It had worked at the end of the second quarter. And then I figured if they were in a zone or they're a man, it would still work again. And Luke screened the outside guy like he was supposed to, and it worked out great.
Right. About midway through the third period, Coach, there was a long conversation between you and some of the officials there. Can you tell us what was going on with that long pause there?
Well, the guy, the one referee, his neck popped.
Ooh.
And so he blew the whistle. And his teammates, his other two referees should have helped him out because we got the rebound and a putback too, and so they didn't see that, and so they just gave it to Willamette. So it wasn't an inadvertent whistle. It was a dead ball because the referee was hurt, and so I was just talking to them that it was our ball, and because we had possession of it at the rebound. I told them that, you know, we either got 2 points or a rebound, and I just let it go after trying to convince them that they missed the call, but they didn't. They gave the ball to the wrong team.
All right, let's move on from that. Tyler McIntosh hit the floor hotter than a pistol in that first period. Golly.
Yeah, you know, he's great when he's attacking the rim, and that's what we want him to do. And he hasn't been doing that the last couple of games, so I'm really proud of him for getting going and getting us started. He was a big reason why we had that big first quarter and our guys started pumping up and stuff like that, so I'd really appreciate that.
All right, with the new wrinkles that you put in for tonight, are you happy with what happened on the floor?
Defensively, I thought overall we played great. I don't like us giving up too many threes. Some things we got to change on our 2-3 zone, which is one of the new things that we put in. On our man-to-man, the threes that they hit, some of our guys were going underneath the screens, and we told them to go over the screens, and that's how we practice it. But overall, I like what we did tonight. I really liked our first quarter effort. That was probably some of the best basketball we had played all year, So I'm happy with the overall. I would just like us to be a little bit more patient and not turn the ball over and see the open spots on the court, which when we play against other teams, we're going to have to be better.
I haven't checked, but I suspect that 74 points is the most you put up so far this year. Does that sound right to you?
It does. Yeah. We've been in 30s to 40s most of the season. I think we've had a 60 spot, but 74 points has got to be our largest for sure.
About your last three games, you've really been scoring more points. Is that by design?
Well, I just think our guys are getting better. Our guys are more comfortable, I think, playing in league opponents. They have a little bit more confidence against guys that are guarding them. Luke's getting better. Peyton's getting better. When Gavin hits a shot, we're better. When T-Mac and Jaden are getting down low, we're better. And Jordan Rosetta, he gets better every game as a freshman, and I knew that would happen. So I think overall everybody's getting better, and some of our pieces that weren't that confident at the beginning of the season are starting to get it. So we're peaking at the right time. We've got some big games next week to stay
tornado
in the hunt. It doesn't matter how good or how bad they are; they always play us really hard because our guys are friends with them, so they feel a little bit more comfortable.
They've been playing against each other for a long time,
and it's like that group that we're playing against. You know, they've been playing AAU. Sometimes they even play together out of season. So they, North Bend feels a little bit more comfortable around us and stuff like that. And so just the way that it is.
All right. Hey, Coach, thank you very much. Congratulations. 3 in a row, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Joel Jesse, we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reach Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, time to recap tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. We're going to focus, first of all, on the Grants Pass Cavemen, but real briefly here, the Cavemen led at the end of the first period 18-2, 36-21 at the end of the second period, actually outscored in the second period 19-18, won the third period, though, 23-11 to make it 59-32, and won the final period by 5-15-10, 74-42 the final score. Let's see, Grants Pass played about everybody. Tim Hart picked up a field goal, 2 points. We saw McKittrick and Bushmeyer and Broerman all in on the basketball game. Rosetta, Jordan Rosetta, has 6 points, 7 points on three field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line and a single foul. Zach Deshane, 1 3-point field goal and missed 2 free throws, 3 points and no fouls. Tyler McIntosh, 14 points, 6 field goals, 2 for 3 at the free throw line and 2 fouls. Jaden Jesse, 3 field goals, 2 for 6 at the free throw line, 8 points and 2 fouls. Peyton Brunner had 8 points on 3 field goals, 2 for 4 at the free throw line and no fouls. Gavin McLean had 13 points on 4 3-point field goals, 1 for 2 shooting at the free throw line and no fouls. And the leading scorer tonight was Luke Morgan with 18 points on 9 field goals. Didn't go to the free throw line, was whistled for 4 fouls. Just real briefly, the Cavemen out-rebounded the Wolverines 13-8. In terms of floor percentage, the Cavemen 30 of 54 for 55.5% from the floor. 14 of 46, 30% for the Wolverines. Turnovers, Grants Pass 9 turnovers, 17 turnovers for the Wolverines. And we'll be back with more after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tonight's scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airmen, who are a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll name the player of the game when we come back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And boy, when you score 74 points, you've got a lot to choose from here. But we'll consider all that and name that player of the game right after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Boy, they're any one of a number of players you could pick out tonight. Luke Morgan, the leading scorer. Gavin McLean with that three-point shots that just kept falling. It's a Peyton Bruner with all of his play, both scoring and underneath the baskets and his aggressiveness. Tyler McIntosh, of course, with his hot start. And we'll tell you what we decided when he come back right after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, this young man had a hot start tonight. 8 points in the first period alone and scored the first 8 points of the basketball game. Finished the night at 14 points and did more than just score. He rebounded. He brought the ball down. He was aggressive defensively. Went to the bucket. It's Tyler McIntosh, our player of the game tonight, courtesy of our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Welcome back, everyone. Reminder that next Tuesday night we'll be on the road again, but it's close to Grants Pass. Hope you join us in as we move into the area of the Black Tornado in North Medford. Join us once again. I think that one is scheduled for a 6:45 tip-off. Join us here on the radio about 15 to 30 minutes early. Well, for Ryan Diotti, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Carl Wilson, additional stats from E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, Grants Pass 74-42 for the Wolverines. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation KJO possible Radio. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.